Okay, so that's the mitzvah that we're going to look at now, which is the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. So mitzvah number 10, let's read it in the text. HaMitzvah HaSiris, the 10th mitzvah. He shetivanu likro Kriyas Shema b'chol yom arvis v'shachris. It is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to read Kriyas Shema, the reading of Shema, every day, evening and morning. So who Amar Yisrael, and that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may his name be elevated, that's the expression he uses. Who Amar Yisrael, this is what Hashem means when he says, V'dibartabam, you shall speak in them, meaning what them, these words of this paragraph. V'shivtacha b'veisecha, when you sit in your house, u'v'shachbacha u'v'kamecha, when you lie down, that's Myriv, time, Arvis, u'v'kamecha, and when you rise up, that's Shacharis, and therefore the Rambam has now shown that the Pasuk supports the assertion that the mitzvah should be done Arvis v'shacharis. Okay, so what's a mitzvah? To read Kriyas Shema every day at night and in the morning. Okay, so there's a mitzvah to read Shema every day at night and in the morning. Okay. So is there a separate mitzvah to read Shema at night than the mitzvah to read Shema in the morning in terms of the list of mitzvahs, in terms of counting mitzvahs? No, there's one mitzvah. There's mitzvah Kriyas Shema. When do you read that mitzvah? When do you perform that mitzvah? At twice a day. You perform that mitzvah at night and in the morning. Is there a separate mitzvah to read nighttime Shema and a separate mitzvah to read daytime Shema? The Rambam is very clear. No, there's a mitzvah to read Shema every day, night and morning. That's the single mitzvah.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? Is that you, most often when we talk about something being one mitzvah, we mean you have to do both acts in order for it to count the one time.
Very good. Very good. So we're really talking about the science of counting mitzvahs in a list of mitzvahs. And as you point out, there's going to be a difference between something that counts as a mitzvah versus whether one thing is ma'akev or not, whether one aspect of it is a prerequisite for the fulfillment of the other aspect of it, right? So you're correct in pointing out, I think you're alluding to the fact that if a person doesn't read Shema at night, it doesn't mean that he can't read or won't fulfill a mitzvah if he reads Shema in the morning, or vice versa, if he misses a day, or if he misses a part of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Rambam is saying that there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah as the Torah gives it to us is to read it night and day. And when you do it at night, you're doing the mitzvah that you have then, right? And when you do it in the day, you're doing the mitzvah that you have then. But it counts in our list as one mitzvah, right? We're going to see other things that go together that count as two mitzvahs, so that's going to really open up the whole discussion, right? But you're pointing out very rightfully that when you do the mitzvah at night, is not part of a mitzvah that gets completed the next day, right? Nowhere in Shas is there a suggestion that a person who misses morning Shema has blown it for the day, or I should say better, missed Maariv Shema, nighttime Shema, has blown it for the next morning. Nowhere in Shas is there such an assertion. Okay, so let's hold your observation in abeyance because it'll come in useful. And the details of its mitzvah, the laws, are explained in Tractate Brachos. And there it's explained that it emerges clearly that Kriyas Shema, reading Shema, is a Torah mitzvah. Now listen to this next part here, which I pointed out in the email to note. The Lashon HaTosefta, he now quotes a Braisa, Tosefta. You know, so far I'm very happy, right? The Rambam said there's a mitzvah to read Shema at night and in the morning, and he showed me a pasuk, and the pasuk says, when you go to sleep, when you get up, okay, got it. And the Gemara is clear that it is a Torah mitzvah. As far as I'm concerned, the Rambam could finish right here. I'm satisfied. I don't need anything. I don't know what else he has to say. Okay. Now, says the Rambam, Loshana Tosefta, Kishem Shenitna Torah Keva L'Kriyas Shema, just, the Tosefta says, quote, just as the Torah, Shenosna Torah, just as the Torah provides keva, a specific time for the reading of Shema, kach nosnu chachamim zman letfila, so too the sages gave a time for prayer, for davening. Kolomar, meaning, says the Rambam, shezmani atfila enam in a Torah, the times that we daven, meaning that you have to daven by a certain time, you have to daven mincha at a certain time, are not Torah laws at all. However, the obligation to pray itself is a Torah mitzvah. Kamosha b'yarnu, as we explained before, it's going to be mitzvah five. V'chachamim sidru lazmanim. And the sages organized, arranged specific times. V'zehu inyan amram, and that's exactly what they mean when they say tefilos keneged t'minim t'iknum, that the tefilos were established to correspond to the karbanos tamid, the daily eternal offering that was offered every time in the Beis HaMikdash, morning and afternoon. So the tefilos were corresponding to the tamidim. They were established to correspond to the tamidim. Kolomar, says the Rama, meaning sidru zmaneha vizmaneha hakrava. They arranged the time of tefillah with the time to correspond to the times of the sacrifices. When the when the morning tamid was offered, that's shacharis. When the afternoon tamid was offered, that's mincha. And the Rambam doesn't get into Maariv, because the Rambam, as he explains in the Yad HaZakah, Maariv is the third tefillah, and that was that corresponds to the Evarim of Bedarim that went on the Mizbeach. The limbs are the karbanos that were not consumed yet, so the halacha was that you had that night to have them burned up. And the Rambam points out that that was only the Shus, and nevertheless, Klal Yisrael accepts it as Chova, meaning it was voluntary, and yet we treat it as obligatory. But it is not, the sages did not establish Maariv with the same halachic imperative that they established Shacharis and Mincha. So the Rambam, in talking about the tefillos and being organized, the times being organized by the sages, only mentioned Shacharis and Mincha, which is very consistent with the way he approaches the three tefillos anyway. These two, Shacharis and Mincha, are the ones that should be discussed this way. U'mitzvah zu en anashim chayavis, but this mitzvah, what does he mean? The mitzvah Shema that he's talking about here. Women are not obligated. Why not? Because it is assigned to a specific time. It's a mitzvah asei shazman grama. It's a positive commandment that is defined by a specific period of time. Therefore, women, unless otherwise indicated by the Torah, there are exceptions to this, like Shabbos. Generally, women are pater, and therefore, women are not obligated in the Kriya Shema. Fine. Now, this Tosefta that he quotes, what in the world is he doing here? What's he talking about? Again, let's say the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to read Shema at night and in the morning. Then he says that just like the Torah gave time to Shema, which I just told you, you have to do it at night and in the morning, so too the sages established time for tefillah, right? And and then he goes and says that the times of davening are not really Torah times, and he shows that they're assigned by the sages to correspond to this medium. That's something that I'd like to hear when you tell me about tefillah. And you tell me there's a mitzvah to daven, as the Rambam does in the fifth mitzvah. The Rambam says, serve God. Okay, so every day you're supposed to serve God, and you serve God by davening. So there he should say, and the Tosefta says, that just like by Shema the Torah tells you when to do it, so to the sages, they told you when to perform this mitzvah. But don't think the Torah told you to perform the mitzvah of davening in the morning. The Torah said, daven today. And then the sages went along and said, we're telling you to make that mitzvah that the Torah says, to do it in the morning and in the afternoon. That would be a discussion that fits perfectly in the mitzvah of tefillah. Why does the Rambam, what is it all does it add to tell me that tefillah is assigned by the sages to a specific time, the way Shema is assigned by the Torah to a specific time? I already know that Shema is assigned by the Torah to a specific time, and you're not adding anything to my understanding of the mitzvah Shema here. You're adding something to my mitzvah, to my understanding of the mitzvah tefillah. So put that in the mitzvah tefillah. The whole thing here is like, what?
It seems like he's, I did not paraphrase, but,
sure.
But it seems to be he may be trying to draw a parallel between Shema and tefillah, Shema, that's right. Which I'm obviously going to pass in this way, but just like the, whatever this man is for tefillah, the same is man for Shema. And tie it in that Zman Shema and Zman Tefillah are the same.
It's obvious that it's not, because he's talking about Mincha and we were talking about RV.
He's talking about Tefillah. Tefillah Shema Esrei.
No, he's talking about, but Rabbi Kalman said it's...
Well, let me hear you out. So what are you saying? That the Rambam is trying to tell us when to say Shema?
Right.
Because he says Shacharis, he says Arvis for Shacharis, right? That's
yeah.
Definition of the mitzvah is right. To read it Arvis for Shacharis. Then he goes and does some discussion about tefillah, which are Shacharis and Mincha. He clearly isn't trying to draw a a parallel from that to the halacha of Shema, because Shema is Arvis.
Right.
And that's the one davening he doesn't mention it here.
Right.
So it's, you know, and like what prompted it? What's incomplete for the Rambam that he needs to go on and tell you something which is interesting? What's the Iker and what's the Tefil? What's compared to what in that discussion?
Well, it seems like he's trying to teach us something about Shema from what we already have established by Tefillah.
Yeah.
That's another way of saying
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And the question is what? Because the Rambam's words have already told me there's a time to read Shema, and that time is at night and in the morning. And the Torah says so because it says v'chachlu t'umecha. Okay, got it. Thank you.
But isn't that already machlokas? You know, the Gemara in Brachas. It wasn't so that the whole story of Ben Zoma we read about in the Haggadah. It wasn't so well understood that we said.
That's Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Yeah,
that's
the
third paragraph.
Right,
but everybody understood that there was this Zman Kriya Shema of morning and night.
Regardless
yeah.
of whether
was not,
how, yeah. how you did it, was that machlokas?
There was no machlokas about the time. Nobody holds. I mean, the machlokas had to define how late is the shachlucha, how late is of tumecha, but everybody agrees it's got to be a night and in the day. That in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam does not accept upon himself the requirement to tell you how to perform the mitzvah in the paragraph describing. He's just describing the essence of the mitzvah. So that would be a discussion, you know, that would be appropriate for the Yad, you know, where he goes through paragraph by paragraph, detail by detail. But secondly, it's a dray, what you're saying. I mean, you know, it requires a whole thing. I mean, like, you know, this is supposed to be, I read it and I get what the mitzvah is, and there's nothing incomplete as far as I know. He asserts that there's a mitzvah to do it at night and day, then all of a sudden he starts with the Tosefta, which compares davening to Shema, which means Shema is settled. Now we're going to go and learn davening from Shema, just like the Torah gave a specific time to Shema, so to... Yeah, so I think Ari's correct that there's something about the limud from Shema that now tells us something about Shema that we wouldn't have known had we not known it. It can't be that the Rambam here is now telling me something about tefillah, right? Because it's just that totally out of place.
We're saying tefillah, I assume, which means Shema Esra.
Tefillah, yes. Yes.
Okay, so I mean, so you could yes. see a direct parallel right there. You know, Shema Esrei, the Kavanah, I mean, all the tefillahs we have, it's pretty strict about it, or we should be very careful about how slowly you say tefillahs and Kavanah, etc. Everything, though, is all our doubting is a prelude to Shema Esrei. The only other tefillah we really have where we actually take out that type of concentration and/or meditation would be Shema.
Yeah, it's true. Although interesting, he just says that the mitzvah is likra to read it. He doesn't even. That's another interesting thing here. Just want to point out that as you raise this issue, what you and I, what do we think Shema is? What are we doing when we say Shema? What do we think we're doing? I'm just asking. What are we doing when we say Shema? Yeah, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. We're accepting the Yod and Kibbutz. We're sitting there and saying, I accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. He's the only power in the world. There is nothing else. Any other concern or cause or worry that I have that doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally denying of that and inconsistent with that. And I mean, whatever it is, right? Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Doesn't say a word about that here. It just says there's a commandment to read the Kriya Shema. What's interesting is that mitzvah number 2, we don't have this, but I'll just read it to you. Mitzvah number 2 is, mitzvah number 1 is that to know or to believe. Mitzvah number 2 is to know the singleness, the unity of God, okay? And he says at the end, "V'yikru'u gan kenzos ha-mitzvah malchus." This mitzvah is called malchus, meaning the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. "V'kihem yomru k'day l'kabel olav ol malchus shemayim." What's the Gemara in Brachas? We're just talking about Kriya Shema, and he says in mitzvah number 2, which is believing that God is one. He says that's called malchus or kabbalas ol malchus, right? "Rotzim lomer lahodos b'yichud." To acknowledge the oneness of God Alamino. So we're gonna spend some time on that probably next week, comparing this mitzvah of Kriya Shema to the mitzvah of knowing that God is one. But the Rambam here, Dafka, doesn't seem to be putting it in the context of supplication or even assertion of a belief. It's reading words. That's all he says here. Likra Kriya Shema. Read it. Very interesting.
Yes.
So our question is why you bring this Tosefta here?
Yes, that's all we're asking. What are we gaining from that? What's missing? What is Rambam adding?
Could he be using this as a proof for the fact that Kriya Shema is Doraisa? And because of the fact that the Rabbanon are Doraisa something else from that to Tefillah, it couldn't be another Dorabbanon.
Very good. Very good. You know, you're reading it straight. He just said, B'Shem Yisparashu, Kriya Shema Doraisa. And B'Lashana Tosefta, K'Shem Shenatna Torah Kava L'Kriya Shema, just like the Torah gives a time for Kriya Shema. So you see in that phrase that the Chazal understand it to be the timing of the mitzvah is a deraisa, and therefore that's what we see, and that's what okay. That was
so smooth because on the next
Because now all of a sudden Kolomash is Mane Atzfila and
the Torah. The next sentence is kind of a tangent.
Yeah, it's like
he's quoting the whole Tosefta.
Yeah, but the Kolomar is the Rambam actually paraphrasing it. That means he wants you to understand the times of davening are not Mane Torah. However, the obligation of davening is. And the tefillahs are connected to.
Oh, he doesn't hold that here.
Right. Right. That's what we're asking. That's what we're just pointing out. That something going on. So I think you're onto something when you say that because it. But the only thing is, he seems to be getting carried away with more than what I want. And the Rambam is so disciplined, particularly the Rambam is so disciplined. He's not one of these Rishonim who, okay, we're talking about this. Let's get into it. You know. Everything is actually essential. So that's the thing over here. Yeah. Yes.
So I think once the end of the year and it starts giving you specific times for Shema, you're gonna start to think that Tefillah would also have.
Yeah.
Why didn't he address that in Hay though?
Prevent that thought that you can put Shema and Tefillah. Shema and Tefillah is of one unit. The figure Shema has specific times, and
feel also
must have specific times when
it writes. Right. So in other words,
because when he comes back in the hey, he doesn't tell you what those other
times. Yeah. So why wouldn't he say over there? Why was he? What is name? The source is Shema.
Shema would throw you off.
I mean, all he would need to say in hey is. Kvar amru chachamenu zechonu b'bracha tefilos keneged tzmidim tiknum, and therefore the zmanim are drabanim. He doesn't even need to get into the comparison to Shema to assert that the zmanim of tefila are not daraisa, right? The act of tefila is daraisa. It just seems really funny to purposely wait and do it over here when you're going to have it. The only reason you're coming up with that kasha is because the Rambam is addressing something, and so you're making up a kasha to give you. But it wouldn't bother you if you put it in. You would be very fulfilled if you put it over there. Oh, the Zmanim are not the Raisa, but the Mitzvah is the Raisa.
Well, maybe that's the point. Is the Shema, the Mitzvah is the Raisa, and the times are the Raisa. Don't get mixed up in whole like Ari was saying, where you think that Arvit might mean the same as Mincha.
Mm-hmm.
Those times are different. Not only are they different, but they're not even the Raisa. The times themselves are deraita.
I mean, all he has to say is a Sham Hispire. There in Gemara Brachas it says the Kriya Shema is deraita and the time the Amenasai, right? The first Mishnah in Brachas. When do you start reading Shema? And there the Gemara gets in the Shafucha, right? All he has to say, it's just the length of this is what really underlines its unusualness. Even though parts of what you're each addressing would alone be very interesting and maybe even useful, when he gets into such a length here, he seems to be bavarning, like anticipating something. So, I don't want to force an answer. I want to go back to a kasha that the Rishonim asked on the Rambam, the Ramban particularly. And I think that this question alone would bear some fruit just in really appreciating what the Rambam is saying. And through that, maybe we'll have an answer to the Tosefta. I don't want the Tosefta to drive the whole thing. It's certainly a problem over here. And there may be some answers. But separate from that, let's analyze and compare this mitzvah to some other mitzvahs. So the Ramban, at the end of his commentary on the ninth Shoresh, the Rambam. What is a Shoresh? A Shoresh is one of the principles that governs the Rambam's system of counting mitzvahs. And at the end of the ninth Shoresh, and I feel very bad for all of you, because I told you to look at the Ramban at the end of the ninth Shoresh, and there is no such Ramban except in the Ramban I was using in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? The Ramban, and I found the copy here. The Ramban I'm using that I referenced Taka has a whole stickle at the end, and I went on the Bari line, and it's not there, and it's not in the Frankel Ramban, and it is here. And I tried to Xerox it, and it's in the inside of the margin, and I can't get it to Xerox right. So you're going to have to let me, this is a very elusive Ramban. You have to let me, it's the very end of the Ramban's comments on the ninth Shoresh. The ninth Shoresh itself is a very long Shoresh in the Rambam, where he's talking about this very issue of when you have parts of mitzvahs. Like if the Torah says, don't eat creepy crawlers. So is that a special law for every kind of creepy crawler in the world? Like, you know, a worm, this kind of whatever the scientific name for a worm is, that's prohibited. And also the scientific name for the, you know, for a centipede, that's prohibited. Maybe there's a law for every single kind of creepy crawler, because the Torah says don't eat creepy crawlers. So it's a law on every one. So what's the rule? You know, the Ram, you could see, I mean, this whole science of counting misses is a fascinating one. Or if the Torah says a nazir shouldn't eat blah, 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 blah. Three things. Mechasen v'azog. So is it every part of the grape that is a different prohibition or whatever it is? And so it goes through all those kinds of things. So it's a, I mean, that's shas. You know, if you go through the ninth Shoresh well with the Rambam, and then with the Ramban, on the Rambam, you already have like, you know, half a shas under your belt if you really know what it's talking about. So we're not going to get into that, but I just want to point out something that the Ramban says at the end. I'll read it slowly and translate. It's not very lengthy. Okay. After the Ramban goes to town and doesn't like what the Rambam says in the ninth Shoresh, he says, in Kol Zeh, I have a funny feeling that somebody may have added this and blamed the Ramban for it, because the more reliable editions doesn't have it. And also, if you see what happened after the Ramban attacks the Rambam, he says, in Kol Zeh, anachnu l'neshamish minyano shel harav b'zeh. Nevertheless, after all of this that I just screamed at the Rambam, and that's a lot, right? He's going to act like a lot, okay? So after all this, he says, we're not going to contradict or argue with the Rambam's counting on this rule. Because we find, for example, the Bahag, he says, counts tzitzis as one mitzvah, because it's one idea, meaning even though there's chelas and there's lavan, there's the blue cord and there's lavan, and they're two different parts of the mitzvah, so maybe you should count the tchelis as a mitzvah and the lavan as a mitzvah, right? Maybe you should. But no, he counts it all one, right? Shebetashlum ha-tchelis v'ha-lavan t'shalom l'anakavana b'mitzvah zaz, because by, in the totality of the blue and the white, we will have the complete intention of this mitzvah. Lizkar is called mitzvah z'shem l'asasim, to remember the mitzvah z'shem adu. V'avav b'shem Rabbi Yishmael, even though Rabbi Yishmael said, it doesn't matter if we get this or not, because this is not the main point. Even though Rabbi Shmuel said in Gemara Menachos, Ba'arba Tzitzis, Ba'asan, Arba Mitzvahs, Rabbi Shmuel seems to imply that the four Tzitzis are four different Mitzvahs. Le'inin She'enim Akin Ze'azeh Amrukach. He only means that that they're not Ma'akiv each other, the Lovin and the Tchelis. Abu Bechezron HaMitzvahs, Le'inim Teshuvin Nimnach. But in terms of counting the Mitzvahs, they're all one. Right. Okay. Ve'zuz Svar Tzizbalos Ahadas, Ba'alachas, Shemana Ganke Mitzvahs Trilanachas. And this svara can be tolerated, the intellect can tolerate it, because the Baal Halachas also counts tefillin as one mitzvah. He says, put on tefillin, it's a mitzvah. What's tefillin? It has a shel yad, it has a shel rosh. Just like tzitzis have lavan and tchelas, and it's all one mitzvah, so there's tefillin, there's a shel yad and shel rosh. Put them on, one mitzvah in the Torah. Okay. Aval harav, says the Ramban. But harav, meaning the Rambam, mana tefillin, shtei mitzvah. He counts tefillin as two separate mitzvahs. Shel yad is mitzvah 12, Shel Rosh is mitzvah 12, and Shel Yad is mitzvah 13. Ushtayim elu nishna mishnah achas. And yet, tefillin and tzitzis are all listed in the same list in Menachos, and says, they're not ma'akiv zuazu. Tchelis is not ma'akiv lovan. They're having blue, doesn't. If you don't have blue, you don't stop. You don't lose the opportunity to perform the mitzvah of the white. That's why we walk around without tchelis. Those of us who think we don't have tchelis, and we're a lavan, and we're happy with it, and we fulfill the mitzvah. And the mitzvah goes on and says, and it's filled, so yeah, it's not ma'akiv shel rosh. If you only have one, not the other, you do that mitzvah and you perform it. So therefore, says the Ramban, how could it be that With tzitzis, we're going to count it as one, and with tefillin, we're going to count it as two, when they're both listed in the same Mishnah, right? V'im nabid l'inyanam harat tefillin yechashu yoser inyan echad. If we really look at it, the tefillin are more one idea, one issue, than even tzitzis. Shekoma shekasav azeh, kasav azeh, because whatever it says in the Shel Yad, it says in the Shel Rosh, it's the exact same words in the Parshios. And both of them have Laman Tia Torah Hashem Befinu. It says in the Torah, do tefillin Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, in order that the Torah of Hashem shall be in your mouth. That's what it says in Parshas Bo. Okay. Placing it by the heart, by the head. Okay. V'ulai Ritan Arav. Now here's the important part. V'ulai Ritan Arav. Maybe the Rambam would say, you know what? I count tefillin as two. Shazem Maisa Echad. I'm sorry, I distinguish between cheles and tefillin this way. Shezem ma'isa echad, that this blue and white is all one action. When I do blue and white, I put on a garment that has blue and white. Levisha sat cheles v'alavim ke'echad. I'm putting on one garment with blue and white, therefore it counts as one mitzvah, even though I could perform the white without the blue, right? But still, the fact is, when they're performed, they're always performed in one act. And but tefillin shnei ma'isim, but tefillin are two different actions. You don't do putting on a set of tefillin. You put on the shayad and you put on the shorosh. Masha be'emes la'yichashu shnei ma'isim. He says, but that's not true. They shouldn't be considered two ma'isim. She'ena ma'akim says that ke'elu shnei mitzvahs. They're not ma'akim each other like the mitzvahs of like other things. Sharei humona kriya sharei humona kriyash ma'shacharis va'arvis mitzvah achas. The Rambam counts the reading of Shema in the morning and in the evening as one mitzvah, even though one is not ma'akev the other. If right, is what you pointed out, if you don't read Shema at night, you don't say, whoops, you blew it, you can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore. Don't even bother with Shema in the morning because you've lost it, right? No. So the Rambam still counts that as one mitzvah, even though they're not ma'akev zezeh. And therefore, with tefillin, he should count them as one mitzvah, even though they're not ma'akev zezeh. Even though you can put on the shayad without the shorosh, if you skip the shayad, you still put on the shorosh. If you skip the shorosh and don't have it, you still put on the shayad. And therefore, they're not ma'akev each other. In the same way that nighttime shema is not ma'akev morning shema, and morning shema is not ma'akev, let me say the English, I forget it. It distracts some people when I use the Hebrew. If you miss the morning Shema, it doesn't disrupt the ability to perform the mitzvah in the evening. And if you miss the evening Shema, it doesn't disrupt your ability to perform the mitzvah in the morning. You still, they're independent, yet they're still counted as one mitzvah. So too, tefillin, which the Rambam counts as two mitzvahs, should be counted as one mitzvah, because if you miss one, it doesn't disrupt the other, and yet the Rambam counts it as two, right? And the two separate ma'isa mitzvahs, right? Two separate ma'isa mitzvahs, very good. And he also throws in the ketoros in the morning and the evening is one mitzvah, and the two karbanos tamid, the carbon that the Rambam counts the mitzvah being offering a carbon in the morning and the afternoon as one mitzvah. He doesn't say there's a mitzvah to do it in the morning and a mitzvah to do it in the afternoon. There's one mitzvah. So too, why does the Rambam count tefillin as two mitzvahs? And Kriya Shema, he counted as one mitzvah. Kriya Shema, which is morning and evening, and they're not ma'akid each other. If you do the morning, and if you skip the morning, you still can fulfill the mitzvah in the evening. If you skip the evening, you still perform it, and yet it counts as a two. So the Ramban insists on the equation of Kriya Shema and tefillin. Take your pick, he says to the Rambam. If you're going to say tefillin is two mitzvahs, then you should be saying that Kriya Shema is two mitzvahs. If you say that Kriya Shema is one mitzvah, then you should be saying that tefillin is one mitzvah. But now, we know, because I have it on the printout, that the Ramban holds, the Rambam, Maimonides, holds that in mitzvah number 12, and I forgot to put 13, mitzvah number 12 is that we have the mitzvah of putting on tefillin shel rosh, and that's what it says in the parasha of Shema, b'hayula tatoros b'ninecha, and mitzvah number 13, and the Rambam is to put on the tefillin shel yad, two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam counts these two separate mitzvahs. That's not the Rambam actually holds you do make another bracha. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the ironies of the whole mitzvah thing. That kind of started. But the Rambam definitely counts them as two separate mitzvahs. Yeah.
I don't know how this works with the other examples you gave of Tamid and the
Torah. Yeah.
But you know, one way that that Krishma is different than Tefillin is by Kriya Shema, so it's two mices. It's a mice in the morning, it's a mice in the evening, but they're identical.
It's the exact same act,
it's
same
the
word.
Exact same. Whereas the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, first of all, they're going on different parts of the body, they contain different parshas. There's a chiluk between them, so it's maybe easier to break that up into two mitzvot, because not only is it two mices, it's two different mices.
Yeah, you can't fulfill Shel Yad with this Shel Rosh, right?
So I don't know if that works by the Tmidin, if there is chilukim between the Tam Shel Shachar and Tam Shel Rosh.
Other than the Zman, as far as I know, they look exactly the same.
Identical.
What you do with the Tam is exactly
the same.
That
would work,
that
doesn't fit. If the Rambam counts that as two mitzvahs,
no,
that would be like Shema.
No, there he counted as one.
Oh, he counted
it's
as one.
One.
So that's consistent
that's
what with
what
he does
with Shema. And Torah also counted as one. Right. Because that would fit, you're saying.
That would fit, right.
Yeah, the kasha is, how dumb is the Ramban? Okay, chasha shalom. What I'm saying is, the Ramban couldn't figure that out, that, hey, Ramban, don't you know that all the aspects of the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh are different, that on the Shel Yad you have one parchment with four paragraphs, and in the Shel Rosh you have four paragraphs on four different parchments. Don't you know that there's an order you can't even do? If you have both, you can't even do the Shel Rosh first. You should only put the Shel Rosh on once you have the Shel Yad on. It's a halacha from the Torah. The Hayula Tatafos, Kozman Shebeshach has to be two, and the whole thing like that. Don't you know that the compartments are different? You know, the whole thing. I mean, you know, there's so many. So it's two, like you're saying, there's different halachas of the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad. Different halachas of the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. So why are you insisting, Ramban, on forcing the Rambam to compare Kriya Shema to the thing? I mean, the Rambam knows what you're saying, right? And still he's forcing it. So I want to just do that. I want to do this on the board for a minute and look at this equation for a minute. Okay. So
here's the Rambam. And here's the Ramban. So if you think this through, something interesting will emerge. So the Ramban holds that Kriya Shema is not equal to Tefillin, right? Kriya Shema is not equal to Tefillin, because Kriya Shema, he's saying that Kriya Shema is one mitzvah, and Tefillin are two mitzvahs. Okay. Says the Ramban, hey, wait a minute. Tefillin is the same thing. It's Inyan Echad. It's Klaman Tiyas and Tefillin. So according to the Ramban, okay, I can give you Kriya Shema's one mitzvah morning and evening, but then you got to say that Tefillin is the same thing. Right? Okay, I think actually this is this. So Kriya Shema is equal to Tefillin. Comes along Matt and says, what are you talking about? You know that Tefillin are different, right? So therefore, what are you doing? What are you telling me? Inyan Echad. How could it be? So therefore, it's got to be like this. So if the Ramban is saying, I know that, but I'm telling you something you don't realize about Shema. You think that there's an optical illusion that because you're doing the same thing, therefore it's the same chesa of the mitzvah, there's a thing called Shema, and now I'm telling you, do that at this time, and do that at this time, it's the same act. I'm telling you that the different times define it as a different item. Says the Ramban, perhaps, that just like by Shema, the reading of Shema in the morning is not like there's a thing called Shema, then I'm going to assign time to it. No, there's a morning Shema, and then there's another Shema called a nighttime Shema. It looks the same, but the different assignment of time makes it into a different chafetz of a mitzvah, a different mitzvah item. I'm not saying the same Shema that I said in the morning. I'm saying a nighttime Shema. It's the same words. But the Torah said, say a Shema in the morning, and that morning Shema can't be replicated any other time. And therefore, says the Ramban, the Kriya Shema is the same as Tefillin. There's a morning Shema that's different than the nighttime Shema, as evidenced by the time. And the Tefillin, therefore, even though they're different, but it's Inyan Echad, right? So just like you're going to count Shema as one, because you hold that the times don't force you to count it as separate mitzvahs, even though you have two different mitzvah items, so too, says the Ramban, Tefillin, which are two different mitzvah items, could also count as one thing because it's Inyan Echad.
this at least gives an intelligent approach to the Ramban, where he's not ignoring an obvious reality that tefillin has so many different halachas than Kriyas Shema. The Torah says he doesn't care because he's saying Boker and Erev. Arvus v'Shacharis itself defines this as a different item altogether. The Ramban says no. Kriyas Shema is the same. It's exactly what you're saying. Kriyas Shema is one mitzvah, and I'm going to tell you, I want you to do it at different times. That's what the Rambam would be saying. And therefore, it's one. But similar, two different mitzvahs. It's two different social mitzvahs. Two different items. Two different entities. Shema is the same entity, and I'm assigning times. And I think that that would help us appreciate what the Rambam is doing with this run-on from the Tosefta, specifically in the paragraph of Shema. A paragraph of the mitzvah Shema. Let's read it that way. The Rambam says, I'm going to tell you there's one mitzvah to read Shema in the morning at night. Right away you're going to say, you're going to be the Ramban, and you're going to say, what are you talking about? Morning at night. There's a morning Shema, there's a nighttime Shema. The assignment of time itself is a definitive quality of a different item of the mitzvah. Assigning different times to it makes it a different mitzvah. It's not do this same mitzvah twice a day. It's do a mitzvah in the morning and do a mitzvah at night. They're two different things. Says the Rambam, no. I can tell you from the way that the Tosefta compares tefillah to Shema, we now know that assigning time doesn't change the essence of the mitzvah item. V'loshen no Tosefta, k'shem shenit n'Torah keva l'kriya Shema. Just like the Torah gives an assigned specific time, right? To a permanent time to Shema, kach nasnu chacham izman l'tfila. So too the sages gave time to tefillah. Kolomar, shezmanei ha-tefillah einu min ha-Torah. The times of davening are not from the Torah. Omnam, however, chovas ha-tefillah atzma hi min ha-Torah. The actual obligation is a Torah thing. Meaning that the mitzvah doesn't change, but when you do it, changes. So the Rambam is saying, assignment of time doesn't change the mitzvah. There's a Torah mitzvah, and the sage is now assigned different times, it's still the fulfillment of the same Torah mitzvah, even when it's at different times. So the Rambam is gaining from this Tosefta the idea that assignment of time doesn't change the essence of the mitzvah. The Torah tells davening. Now you're going to perform that mitzvah at different times. It's the same performance of the mitzvah, and the sage is assigned time. V'chachamim sidru lazmanin. It's not that they redefined the mitzvah or made a new mitzvah called the Shacharis, a new mitzvah called the Mincha. There's a mitzvah called davening, and I agree, said the Chachamim, that there's a Torah mitzvah to daven, and whenever you daven, there's a Torah mitzvah. And we're telling you, we want you to make that davening in the morning, and we want you to make that davening in the afternoon. So the Rambam is going to adhere to show that assignment of times doesn't change the nature of the Echatza of the mitzvah. And therefore, he's saying, I'm telling you that's why I'm counting this as one mitzvah. And don't tell me about tefillin. There is a different chesed altogether. And the Ramban says back to the Rambam, no, if the assignment of time is different, that goes into the definition of the essence of the mitzvah itself. It's not just an assignment of time. What he would do with the tosefta, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the Ramban would do exactly with the tosefta. He might explain it away. There are ways you could explain it away. But I think that's what the Rambam is getting from this Tosefta, is proving that the fact that the Torah assigned different times doesn't make it into a different mitzvah. Now, good, we have some time. I want to go on here because there are... first of all, I just want to review one knaich here. I just want to make sure it's clear. Ramban is not ignoring this basic dimension that tefillin look different, are performed differently for the Shayyad and the Shemrosh. The Ramban is saying that's true about Shema too. The fact that it's in the morning makes it a different piece of mitzvah than it is at night. That's what the Ramban's contention. The Rambam is saying no, time doesn't define the chesed shel mitzvah, the item itself. It's just an assignment of time. Therefore, don't compare Shema to tefillin. These are two different chesed, two different mitzvah items. You look at them, you see they're different. Shema is the same thing, you're just supposed to do it at a different time. How do I know that? The way the Chazal talk about tefillah is it tells me that assignment of time doesn't change the basic thing, right? The way they talk about tefillah tells me that assignment of time, Shema in the morning and afternoon, is just the Torah's, it's like when Torah says eat matzah, right? And then it says eat a kazayas of matzah. It's a shear. Do this mitzvah. And there's a shear. When do you want? I want you to do it at a certain time. But it's the mitzvah. I want you to perform this mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. Therefore, it's one mitzvah.
So how does the Ramban know what he says?
How does he know that?
I understand what he's saying.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good. What forces right. him into that? I'm going backwards.
Or what allows him?
Yeah. Well. Well. No. And
I understand where the Rambam's getting this from. The way we're
yeah,
explaining it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, makes sense. He has a.
What forces the Rambam that way? I don't know, and I'll tell you why. We're going to see several other mitzvahs, and we really have to know and predict how the Ramban is going to behave regarding these other mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't looked to see that. I'm not sure what's driving this whole thing. I'm not sure where this whole ball of wax starts and ends in terms of the concept. Because we're going to look at other mitzvahs that come in sets, and at the same times we're going to see a different thing, and then that will be interesting to see if the Ramban is predictable in this thing. So I have to see that. So I really don't know. I don't know what's causing it. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I've got it right.
Yeah.
For the Ramban,
yeah.
Kishmaksil and Sittis, all three of those are each aspect of a separate mitzvah. I mean, the mitzvahs read at night is one mitzvah. In the minyan, I'm
no, in the minyan, the Ramban isn't. The Ramban is saying that just like you do count Shema as one mitzvah, even though it's two totally separate items, but because it's inyan echad, because it's one theme, right? We're going to count it as one mitzvah. So too, tefillin should count as one mitzvah, even though they're two separate mitzvahs. Because it's inyan echadhu. Laman tiyos ha-chemesh. So forget, the Ramban is saying...
So there are only one.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. So I want to say an interesting svara, and I'm not sure if this fits or not. I want to suggest possibly, I'm a little nervous about the language in the Rambam, I want to suggest possibly that when we're dealing with Kriya Shema, we're dealing specifically with a unique mitzvah that can't be compared to any other mitzvah. Because, and this touches on something that Ari read up before, but I'm saying really the Derech Efsher. Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, what is it? You can't do that only in the morning or only at night. The Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim by definition is that my day is governed and saturated by an awareness. It's not like when I say Shema, I believe that God is one and He's in charge and whatever it is. Then when I finish saying Shema, I don't believe that till the next time I say Shema. The whole point of the mitzvah could be when the Torah says B'shach B'chav Kumecha, what the Torah is saying is have your day bracketed and framed by Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. It begins and ends that way. Your day is a whole piece of Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim. It starts that way and it ends that way. And that's what Kabbalah Samachus is. Therefore, it could be that specifically here, you can't count it as two separate mitzvahs. You can't, because what I'm saying is, you can't have a Kabbalah Samachus only in the morning. It's when you're being Makabal Samachus Shemayim in the morning, what you're doing is you're saying, I am now about to begin an entire day which is going to begin and end with it, because anything less than that wouldn't be Kabbalah's O. I'm only going to believe it while I say it, or till noon, or till 1 o'clock. By definition, it's got to be, I am now going to start a day which will end the way I'm starting, because that's the metzias of the awareness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is being in charge. So therefore, by definition, it has to be one mitzvah, because you can't make it that I do this in the morning, and because that's the essence of what Kabbalah Samachus is. It's not like other mitzvahs where you can do an act and then you do it again later on and maybe it's two different things. Here, the whole mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachus is that way. And therefore, the Rambam will be saying, Shetivana Likur Kirshma B'chol Yom Arvis V'Shachris as the act of Kabbalah's all. And therefore, it's uniquely one mitzvah, even if you would find other precedents for it to be two. I don't like it because the Rambam doesn't even mention Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim here, right? And I also don't like it because it would be much better if it was Shacharis Va'arvis.
Well,
because then it would be morning and night. We're going to sleep in the middle, and that's a real, you know.
The other thing is that Bishlama, if it's a mitzvah to do in the morning and a mitzvah to do in the evening, so I can understand why the Zmanim are based on morning and evening.
Yeah.
But if it's about bracketing your day,
yeah,
then it shouldn't matter that it should be Mishiyakir and within 3 hours. It should be when I wake up, I start my day, whether if it's before Alos or not.
Right.
And when I go to sleep, that's how I end my day. If it's about bracketing the day, it shouldn't be totally in the sun.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. I hear. Okay. It could be. I think I may be forcing the issue. It might be a little bit of a nice svara that doesn't fit anything with the Rambam at all. All right. I just want to throw that out there. Let's look at Sfiras HaOmer. Let's think of some mitzvahs, by the way, out there. So we have the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. There's a sheet in the Rishonim that we're familiar with because it actually ends up governing some of the halachos Sfiras HaOmer. There's an opinion in the Rishonim that each day is a separate mitzvah. And if you skip one day, okay, it's really a shame, but you still have the mitzvah the next day. So look on the other side of the sheet over here. I took out of context its exact wording, but it's out of a long rush in Arvei Pesachim. So the rush quotes over here, and this is brought down to Bir. Halacha brings it down. Ba'od kasa bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos writes, Shem hifzik yom echa below siper, shuv eno sofer, deva'ina tzmimos. You have to, it says bahag, if you skip a day, you're finished. Because you have to count all 49 days. If you don't, you haven't done it, and that's it. Ve'enir l'ri, the chalayla v'layla mitzvah play out to me. Says the Ri, every single night is a separate mitzvah. Okay, these are different sheetahs that we're familiar with. So the Ri holds that every single night is a separate mitzvah. Tzayav Yukasha. So there should be 663 mitzvahs, 662. Because the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, every day you have a new mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to count on day 2, you have a mitzvah to count on day 3, you have a mitzvah to count on day 4, and the mitzvah on day 4 is not the mitzvah of day 3. On day 4, you're supposed to say, Hayom Arvayom Laomer, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, and it's a separate mitzvah. It's not like I'm doing one mitzvah that starts on day 1 and goes all the way to day 49 and has different parts, or whatever. I'm doing a separate, total mitzvah every day. The Ri holds that if you skip day 4, you have a total mitzvah on day 5. So that's it. So count. You should count 49 mitzvahs. Why not? Right? So the teretz is that the chetzah of the mitzvah is count with your mouth what day it is between Pesach and Shavuot, right? And even though it's going to be a different time, it doesn't matter. Because the idea is to count, and I want you to count once a day. Count each day. It's like Shacharis and Arvis the Shacharis. It's the same item, right, assigned to a different time. It's the same thing. So I'm just saying, in a certain sense, we do this all the time. We have this. The Rambam counts. Nobody argues that the Rambam said you should count a separate mitzvah each day. By the way, the Rambam holds the Sfiras HaOmer as the Raisa, not only in times of Beis HaMikdash. He holds that it's also the Raisa. It has nothing to do with this issue. But I'm just saying that according to the Rambam, nobody holds that it's, nobody asks him you should count it as a separate mitzvah each time. Because why? Even though it's different times, the times don't define the mitzvah. Now let's look at some other mitzvahs. Fascinating. Let's just in the issue of Yom Tov itself, contained in Yom Tov itself, interesting comparison. I gave you just the beginning of it, but there's much more. Look at the Rambam, it says in Mitzvah 54. Okay, it's on the first, on the front full page in the middle. Say for Mitzvah Rambam, Mitzvah doesn't say Nun Dalet. Okay, Mitzvah 54. We don't need all of this. I only it's the beginning that we need. HaMitzvah HaFifty-Four He Shetzivanu L'smach B'Regalim. There's a mitzvah called Be Joyous on the Holidays. When do you fulfill that mitzvah? Do you have to be joyous on all three holidays in order to fulfill the mitzvah? You know, when you finish being joyous on Pesach, you say, Baruch Hashem, I finished a third of the mitzvah. If I'm zocher to be joyous on Shavuos and Sukkot, I will have done the mitzvah for the year. Of course not. There's a mitzvah to be joyous on Pesach and on Shavuos and on Sukkot. It's one mitzvah. What is it? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, when there's a regal, be happy. Right? Yes. First of all, I don't think Chazal did even require a mitzvah simcha on Purim or Hanukkah. There's the Achronim talk about having a suda, so maybe if you do it, maybe. But I don't think that it did in. They only required certain behaviors like Megillah and that kind of thing. It's a.
Megillah is a good one to bring into this discussion.
Give me one second. Yeah. What about? No, there's no mitzvah simcha except on Mamish and Lagama. Simcha b'chagecha. Yeah. Shalosh, yeah. Very interesting. Now, what are you saying about
Megillah? Is an interesting one to bring in. Megillah, if you hear just one of them, are you Yotze?
You're Yotze both, right? Very good. No.
It's the opposite.
It's a separate seal. That's why we say separate brachas. Yeah, separate seal on the night and separate also on the day. If you fulfilled your night, you still very interesting. But there we're not counting the mitzvahs as one or two. And then
because it's the Rabbanim?
Yeah, it's the Rabbanim, yeah. Well, Tzatzer, yeah, well, that's okay, well, that gets into the whole issue of the Rabbanim. Yeah, what's that?
Another example would be
Sukkot.
We say a Sukkot, a bracha each time we go in, it's one mitzvah, I think, right? So
7 days, yeah.
Each day.
Now you're getting into a different issue, which is you interrupted the performance of a mitzvah, which whenever you're doing the act of living called eating, you're supposed to make a bracha because you're initiating the mitzvah. But it's not that the Torah said start a mitzvah each day.
If you have to live in a sukkah the whole 7 days or just one each. One sheet
there,
Shimon says that if you don't live all 7 days in the
sukkah, you're not yosef. Right. Okay, but let's go
because each day is a separate mitzvah, or
no? There's a week you're supposed to live in the sukkah, and whenever you do an act of living, you should do it in the sukkah.
No.
It's different, and it's different because there's a mitzvah to live in a sukkah this week, right? Mm-hmm. It's a it's a mitzvah to live in a sukkah. It's different, and you can do it a zillion times. Right. It's like Amunas HaYichud, right? Every time you remind yourself that God is one, it's not like you're performing. It doesn't count as a separate mitzvah. There's a constant mitzvah. So during those 7 days, there's a constant mitzvah that governs every moment. Whenever you're doing an active dwelling, it should be in a sukkah. It's not that the Torah said repeatedly do separate mitzvahs of dwelling for 7 days or 7 units or anything like that. You know, here you could say that there's a mitzvah of simcha on Pesach, there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shavuos, there's a mitzvah of simcha. No, the Rambam says that l'smach v'regalim, and he quotes from Parshas Zayin v'simachta b'chagecha, because it's interesting, because the Torah says, be joyous on your festival. Oh, there's a festival now? I have that mitzvah. Oh, there's a festival then. Today's not a festival. I don't have that mitzvah. Right, so I have a mitzvah called being joyous. Now, what about Shvisas HaRegel? There's a mitzvah to rest on Yom Tov. So here, just to get us started, I don't have them all, but so we have the Rambam in Mitzvah Kufnun Tes. A Mitzvah Kufnun Tes, Mitzvah 159, Shetivon Lishbos Mimalachas Mimalacha B'Yom Rishon Shel HaPesach. There's a mitzvah to rest from Malacha on the first day of Pesach, and I only quoted the beginning of it. There's a whole Arichas there, not talking about this issue. Then Mitzvah 160. There's a mitzvah that to have rest from Malacha on the seventh day of Pesach, which is a different mitzvah than the first day of Pesach. Right? Mitzvah number 162. By the way, what happened in 161? 161, he gets into Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, so anyway. Mitzvah 162 is that there's a mitzvah to have Shavisa of Malacha on Shavuos. Right? And then he goes on, the same thing with Rosh Hashanah, and the same thing with Yom Kippur, and the same thing with the first day of Sukkot, Shmini Esrei, and Seres. These are all separate mitzvahs in Tayag, right? So, besides everything else, you now know that we know more mitzvahs by heart than we think we know, because, you know, just going through the calendar will give us many mitzvahs to say. But my main point is that over here, the Rambam doesn't go along and say, Hishativonu Lishbos Malacha B'Yom Chagecha, right? Whenever you have a Yom, you shouldn't do Malacha. Every single Yom Tov has a different thing. What's the difference between the two?
Why is that an Aseh, by the way?
What is it, what?
Why is this an Aseh?
Shavisa is, there's Losasa Malacha, and then there's a Mitzvah of Shavisa, which is an Aseh. By Shabbos also, right? Shabbos also has five Mitzvahs. One of them is a Mitzvah of Shavisa, and then there's a Mitzvah of Yisra of Malacha. Yeah. It's an Yisra Aseh, but it's an Aseh nevertheless. Right? Okay. Yeah. Alright, so the... So what's the difference between this and the Samachta B'Chagecha? Where there, it's one mitzvah, all Yom Tov, for all the Yom Tovim, and here, it's different mitzvahs. So, here we could easily say that the mitzvah of Shvisa is pshat. It's not that the Torah says, whenever there's a Yom Tov, I want you to not do work. It's that the definition of Pesach is, on the 15th day of the month of Nisan, don't work. That's what it is. That's what I want you to do is Hashavisa. And then there's another thing called Hashavisa on the seventh day of Pesach. And there's another thing called cessation from labor on the sixth day of, on the, you know, 50th day after you counted whatever, and so on and so forth. Whereas the Torah itself gives us this mitzvah called whenever there's yontov, be happy. So it's one mitzvah, right? Okay. What else is there? What other mitzvahs do we have like this? Well, the Ramban already mentioned the mitzvah of tamid. So there also, the Ramban counted as one mitzvah, the mark of the carbon tamid, twice a day, right? Suppose a person isn't mark of the carbon, suppose they call the kohen amar mark of the carbon in chachos. Do they say we're not going to do it? No, but it's still one mitzvah. So, yes, I'm sorry, yeah.
Is there any sort of mitzvah to be like happy on a regular day or on Shabbos or anything?
Contrary to all the popular literature, there's no mitzvah to be happy in the Torah. No, no. It is a result of living according to the Torah, there'll be. But even so, by the way, the Rambam goes on in the mitzvah of Tzimcha B'Chagecha and tells you a behavioral definition of Tzimcha, which is not Tzimcha B'Chagecha, it's fictitious wine, right? It's drinking wine, not getting drunk, but drinking wine. And during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, it's eating the carbon shlamin, right? So it's a behavioral definition. So there also, it doesn't just mean be happy. The mitzvah is, if a person is happy and doesn't drink wine and doesn't eat the carbon shlamin, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah, even if he's happy. I'm not talking if he's smiling, if he's happy. Smiling and happy are different things. But that's another story. But the point is that there's no mitzvah to be to be some ass. No, no.
Is it applicable for Chol Moed?
Yeah. Simcha?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So that's a difference between
Shvita.
Shvita, right, is only on the Yom Tov itself, and Simcha, because it's something you do the same thing for a period of time, seems to be okay. Then that you do the same thing, repeated action over a set period of time, that's one mitzvah. Although I don't know why you would say then.
Yeah, but you could still say for the set period of time of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah of Simcha,
right.
And then for the set period, doesn't do that. And it's because he takes the lead from the Pasuk, for Samachta b'chagecha, the Torah says, when there's a chag, be the Simcha. Right? It doesn't say on this date, be the Simcha for 7 days. Huh?
They're all categorized
together. By the way, there are psukim that do say, you shall rejoice before Hashem for 7 days. Right? But that's not the only pasuk. The Torah also summarizes the Samachta b'chagecha on all of your festivals, and the Rambam has that as a mitzvah kolel. So, you know, so therefore the Rambam takes his lead from the pasuk. In other words, what we're doing is we're going backwards, which is the way to do it. In other words, we're not making up the rules and then checking to see if the Rambam follows them. We're looking what the Rambam says, and then we're saying, we see that the Rambam conceptualized this mitzvah this way, and therefore his understanding of this particular mitzvah is X, right? We're going backwards, which is the only way to do it. We can't, we might have written some other rules, but we're seeing how the Rambam approached this thing by the way he listed it, and then we're saying it must be that he views Simcha as, right? Samach b'chagecha is one thing, and Shvisa, we see he sees it differently. How does he conceptualize it? We could see a way of conceptualizing. We could see this is a date governed by a date and time. That's how the Torah says it. That's how the Torah defines the Yom Tov. There's a Pesach Shavisa. There's a Shavuot Shavisa. There's a, you know. Okay, yes, I'm sorry. Somebody's raising their hand? Okay, so the point, though, I think the most important point of this whole discussion is the Rambam's willingness to categorize a mitzvah which can only be performed at two different times, and when you've fulfilled one, you haven't fulfilled the other, still as one, because the action is the same. It's just assigned to different times. And the Ramban seems to say that even though the action is the same, the fact that it's at a different time would itself mean that it's a different mitzvah item, and therefore put it in the category of tefillin, which are different mitzvah items, right? And, yes?
You probably just addressed this, but it's not working with me. How is Shvita different than Shvah?
Only that the Torah says on a certain date I want you to not do malacha, and therefore that means that it's driven by that specific date, and therefore there's a shvisa defined as a Pesach shvisa, and there's a Shavuos shvisa defined as a Shavuos shvisa, and there's a Sukkot, because the Torah says on this calendar date. The Torah doesn't say when there's Yom Tov, don't rest, don't work.
Okay.
Right? The Torah says on the seventh day of this holiday, Bishoy is from Malacha, right? So it's a totally different
concept.
So is
there a separate Shvita for the first day of Pesach and a separate Mitzvah for the last day of Pesach?
Yes. And That's what it is. Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely. Every day of Yom Tov is Tevra Mitzvah. What?
The communication on the Pesach saying, you know, when, you know, the same way it says, you know, when you have this date, you know, you have a Mitzvah of Shvita, and when you have this date, you have a separate Mitzvah Shvita. Same thing, when you get up, you have a Mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, and when you go to sleep, you have a Mitzvah.
Exactly, except for one thing. If the Torah would say, you shall be Shavuos from Malacha on the following dates, then I would say that that's the same thing as you shall read Shema at the following times. But since the Torah doesn't do that, the Torah says, on the 15th day of the month of Nisan, you shall be Shavuos. And on the seventh day, you shall be Shavuos. Then the Torah goes on another paragraph. And says, so therefore, the Torah itself introduces the Shvita as an essential definition of that Yom Tov, unique to that Yom Tov. So therefore, the Rambam takes his lead from the way the Pesukim introduced it. Conceptually, we could have, if the Torah had done that, but the Torah didn't do that. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.